Discussing the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, so we come to the discussion of Bizrei Mitzvah and Achushei Mitzvah, whether we're allowed to be Madlik Miner Lener. So the situation is as follows. A person has a regular menorah, and the question is, can I use the first candle to light the second candle? And in principle, this should actually be acceptable, because there's no Bizayon here. We're not denigrating the Chanukah candles, because we're using it for purposes of another Chanukah candle. The truth is, even if we were using it to light a candle that wasn't a Chanukah candle, but was used for a mitzvah, let's say to study Torah, that should all fundamentally be acceptable. The Vilna Gaon has a little bit of a question about that. If it's a different mitzvah, do we say mitzvahs mevat lo zoetzo? But fundamentally, that should be okay. There's another concern that we have of ikhushe mitzvah. Even if we're not denigrating the mitzvah, are we taking away from it? But again, when it comes to a candle, you know, it's one of the properties of a candle is that, thank God, it can contribute to something else and still retain its own light. Where there would be a problem is to light from a Chanukah candle to a shamash, because a shamash is not a ner shel mitzvah. There are those that permit that because they say, okay, well, you're really using the shamash to light another Chanukah candle, but maybe we should be concerned in the end. It does happen that it could be extinguished, a wind will go by or it would just simply blow out. So the basic practice is not to light from one Chanukah candle to a shamash to light another Chanukah candle. And the Ramah even writes, and again, this is a bit of a stringency as the Aruch HaShulchan records, but that our practice is not to light from one Chanukah candle to another Chanukah candle based on a very interesting rationale. That since at a fundamental level, the mitzvah is one candle, ner ishu beso, going from one candle to another candle isn't really at the same level, because those additional candles are only for purposes of beautifying the mitzvah, for purposes of hiddur mitzvah. But this is all b'torah sechumra. This is really a stringency. So again, the thing to do practically is if a person is lighting the Chanukah candles, to light each and every one with a shamash. If one of the candles goes out, so the thing to do is to relight the shamash, to light the Chanukah candle, or simply to take the shamash and to light it from another shamash, and then to light the Chanukah candles instead of drawing light from one of the Chanukah candles to the shamash. That would contravene the standard practice, the way that we observe it. Again, may ikar hadin, there's room to be lenient in that case, because it's all for the purposes of lighting a Chanukah candle, but amongst Ashkenazim, that is certainly not the common practice. Rabbi Hanani ben